Headley, Quebec, 275. Union Zero, GR mode.
Got hay fever. You can probably tell my head's all screwed up. But I went to my water aerobics this morning, and did about an hour and a half of that. And just went by the post office and mailed my brother John in Florida his birthday card. His birthday's next week. So I mailed him a card. And now I'm going to go to lunch. and I got the windows down here. I'm taking some leaf. I mean, not leaf, but Allegra and nose spray and everything like that. But yesterday, I thought I was going to die. I know that this is what it is. I've been outside for 2 days and finally caught up with me.
Bill, this pollen's been horrible. Boy, here's a yard. Here's got a beautiful crop of dandelions. Never seen so many. Yeah, it's been terrible. I had a terrible sinus headache the other night. And it was just horrible. And it was right after I had two shots in the spine, and they didn't do any good either. So that didn't go like I hoped it would. If it went right, they were supposed to go in there and block some nerves off with an RF ablation. But I don't think it'll do anything because it didn't eliminate any pain. So c'est la vie. And I use Nasacort, my doctor down to VA, and I see about every 6 months. She said, well, we've got to go through all the rest, Tom, and then they won't give you that because it's too expensive. But I buy it over at Sam's or Costco when it's on sale. And boy, it is, too, Bill. It's pretty high, but it does work.
No. I've got a prescription that a doctor gave me. It works. So, can't remember the name of it right now. I'm so goofy. But, as long as you get something that works. Well, I saw the, I think you said injections. What? You said, was it kind of like a spinal block or something? You said RF ablation, so I'm not sure exactly what they did there. But anyway, I'm sorry it didn't work. Yeah, I tell you, I really enjoyed yesterday and the day before, but by the time I was ready to go to bed last night, I couldn't hardly breathe. I was going to suffocate. But, you know, that's just the way it is. Before I went out there, I should have started taking the Allegras and the nose spray, but I didn't. But it sure is pretty out here. It's gorgeous. Really, really good. And I'm going to celebrate Cinco de Mayo today, practice some of my Spanish, and show off, over.
SM0TR. Yeah, I don't think I get very far on that, on the Spanish. But, it's wonderful to know a second language, Bill. Well, all of that oak stuff has fell down in piles in the backyard, and I try to keep it blowed off the driveway back there. But but it's kind of stopped as the wind has laid a little bit, but I think it blew it all off. Tomorrow's supposed to be thunderstorms from 2 o'clock on, so that I'll take care of the rest of it for a while. My isolation transformer is supposed to be here Saturday. I got my 160 meter with counterpoise. We got the counterpoise done. It's all ready. So now all I got to do is mount that box and shoot the antenna up.
Good morning, Bill.
It's Bill.
Yeah, I cut off. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what I get for boosting the power up. I was in Simpsonville, and I put it up to the high. It doesn't like that because of the way I'm feeding this. Go ahead, Tom.
Roger, Knowledge and Jerry in Ford DJC. Good morning, Jerry. We're just headed to Aldi's and got a drop off a piece of mail at the post office on the way down and talking to N4IQ. Go ahead, Jerry.
Good morning, Bernice, and good morning, Bill. Just heard you guys talking about allergies. Might have been acting up. I tried everything. I hadn't tried laser cord in a number of years. I may have to try that because other stuff just, I would make it worse or better sometimes. The doctor gave me an antihistamine spray as well. And it all it did was make my nose run more. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, you know, if you live in the Carolinas, especially this area, and you don't have hay fever or allergies, there's probably something wrong with you. Over.
Well, you know, Bill, I haven't had big problems with them until this year. But, Jerry, you can buy the generic Nasacort at Walmart a lot cheaper. But Sam's has it. And it takes about 4 or 5 days for it to get working really good, so don't expect it to work overnight. And I think that's a pretty accurate representation of what they say. You can take one shot to each nostril at night and one shot in the morning if you're having lots of problems. Otherwise, usually I just use one shot in each nostril at night, but lately I've been doing the ones in both sides.
If I do more than one shot, I start having a problem with nosebleeds. But I was using mine a lot, almost year-round, and I just quit using it this year until the hay fever season started acting up a little bit. And I still don't use it continuously, and I'm sure I should do that. If I tried the generic and the brand name of Flonase, and originally, my doctor had me on Nasacort. Originally, it worked better, I think. But I know Sam's had it on sale for like $31 for I don't know how many bottles of it. It's probably 8 or 10 bottles of it. It looked like a good deal, so I may try that. Like I said, the generic Flonase doesn't do much for me at all, other than irritate my nose.
It's 4 of them for that, Jerry, down there, but they last a long time. And I think you'll find the Nasacort works much better than the Flonase. At least my doctor said so. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I use Flonase. It's the generic. It works fine for me as long as I start taking it in time. And I didn't. This time I didn't. But, everybody's different. What works for some people doesn't work for other people. But I get a prescription and it doesn't cost me much. But I don't know if you caught that one comment, but if you live in the upstate in the Carolinas and you don't suffer from allergy, you probably got some kind of serious problem.
I think you're probably right, Bill. Anyway, I'm looking forward to getting my isolation transformer. I'm in no hurry because it's a winter band anyways. But I noticed it said that I'd ordered an 80-meter one, and you know, when it come available, and they said your 160-meter isolation transformers available, and I ordered it, and, you know, they said it, and I was certain that I did, but then I got another email saying it was in the queue to manufacture, and it said 80-meter. So I wrote him an email, and he says, good thing you wrote us an email. We was going to make you an 80-meter one, but we'll correct that, and they did. It left Fort Worth this morning. Supposed to be here Saturday. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, M4IQ and N0TR, I believe you're right, Bill, that I believe if you don't have some issue with it, you either got a really good, you know, antihistamine system already in your body, or lack of resistance. My wife didn't have much trouble with hers at all. My daughter has had a terrible time of using her doctor prescribed her one that's got like a, it's got a Flonase type of thing in it, and another antihistamine that's prescription only. And that's the one I tried, and it made my nose run more, but so I'm sorry to hear about your place not working. That's really disheartening. I was really hoping you were gonna get some relief out of it. But yeah, we just suffer with this stuff. I don't know the problems were, we're just not we spent too much time in air conditioners, and conditioning has made us more susceptible to it.
Yes, it goes to me. I'm sure we've been desensitized because of air conditioning and whatnot. But about 30 years ago, I went through all the injection treatments because allergies, and I used to have really bad sore throats. And I was allergic to everything that grows in the upstate. Probably for over a year, I got those injections they give you twice a week, and seemed to work because eventually I really didn't need them, but I think that's gone away. Well, I'm not at my destination. Nice talking to you all, and have a nice day. Enjoy all this pollen, and. Tom, I hope you get your antenna going real soon. N0TR, M4IQ.
Fine business, Bill. Yeah, night before last, the bands were open real good. I talked to Kuwait and on sideband even, and very strong signal. And ironically, I met a guy that was going down to Pittsburgh, Kansas, where we lived for 62 years. To pick up a hot house, that's an electrical apparatus device that the company I worked for back around 1970 for 1 year after I first got out of the service, and somewhere along in that area, I was selling electrical apparatus for mine power stuff. And, you know, that's where he was going, was to Atkinson's Armature Works, and he was up on I-70, just turned on to I-35, and headed to Pittsburgh, Kansas, just a few blocks from where Bernice and I lived for so many years. Talked to him on sideband. I went over there because China was listed, and I thought maybe I might hear China. I've worked them before, but not that station, and when I went over there, I couldn't hear China, and I heard that guy, and I picked him up. And then after I shut off with him, a fellow from Poland come in and called me. It was great. Last night, they were terrible, and I turned on 20 meters late, and lo and behold, that same guy from Kuwait was on there on a 20-meter CW, so I worked him again, but that was about all I heard. But anyways, that's my assessment of the bands lately. Jerry, we've arrived at Aldi's. Bill, pleasure's all mine. Have a good day. And Jerry, same to you. Maybe I'll catch you on the way back. N4DJC and 0TR. See you later, Jerry.
good afternoon. Hope your allergies improve. You sound terrible though on this end. I feel for you. Tommy, you and Bernice, behave yourself when you're in the audience. Don't get into any kind of fight trying to get all the choice stuff. Have a good afternoon. And for DJC Clear for now, and catch you guys later, maybe.
Oh, Jerry, you know when I was headed down, and I talked to you when I was headed down and get them shots in my back, I highly don't recommend them. It didn't work, and it hurt terribly when they done it, and it hurt terribly all evening and most of the night. Plus, I had a sinus headache that night real bad, but they don't give you any anesthetic, and he shoves a small needle in, I guess, to deaden it, and then he shoves in one of those Navy square needles, that's what I call them, like they used to give you in the service. And I'm telling you, it hurt. And they did that on both sides of my spine. And it's just a temporary deadening solution, he said. And some people get relief overnight, and some people get relief for a couple of weeks. But I got nothing but more pain. And it still hurts back there more than it has been. So I just wanted to let you know, that didn't work out so well, and so I don't think he's going to recommend me to get those nerves blocked back there, and you know what? I think that's a good thing.
Sorry to hear that, because that's not something I'd like to do either, but hopefully I never have to do it. But I know what the prognosis isn't great, and it certainly doesn't sound pleasant at all. But, you know, I hope you get feeling better, and we'll talk to you later on probably. 02RM4DJC.
73 is Jerry. And 0TR clear.